So what happens is, and what has happened a lot recently is, consumers have credit and they have high balances on their credit cards or home equity lines with high balances. And they start to pay down the balances and all of a sudden the credit card closes, the balances, the limits start to decrease. And creditors can close credit cards on consumers without any warning.
Well, it's totally illegal. Not because of just because I didn't use them.
That's another reason why they can close. But when you have a high balance, or if you have, if they see that your patterns of payment have changed, or that you have high balances with other creditors and not with that particular creditor, they can decide to close the account without warning because they're afraid that if they tell you they're going to close the account, you then go start charging and you wind up not paying it back because you're annoyed that they closed the account on you.
Then how do you know they closed the account?
You go to charge up dinner at a restaurant when you're on a really great date with somebody you want to impress, or a business meeting, and suddenly you get denied
and rejected
for that charge. You're going to find out 30 days later when they send you a letter stating that they're closing the account. So you have to, this is the thing that you can do to try to avoid that, is not have high balances on your credit cards. Make sure that you don't go over, let's say, 30 to 40% of your limits on your balances. Don't open a lot of credit all at once, because that's kind of like an indication that you're a high risk. And try to keep those balances low, you know, all the time, like 30 to 40% of the limits, so that you don't look like you're maxing out on your balances and that you're becoming a higher risk. So, you know, people who have their balances at their limits is not a good thing. Even if it's just one account, you want to keep your balances lower than your limits. And also what I see a lot of is people who have a lot of home equity lines of credit and they're maxed out on those lines are really high risk to lenders. So you want to be careful about how you look. It's just like when you're going on an interview for employment. You want to look your best. You want to put your best foot forward. Your creditors are watching you as well, and they could pull credit on you and review what you are doing at any time. So you want to make sure that you look your best to your creditors at all times. So, you know, people don't realize that they're always being watched. Big brother. They're always...
We hate it.
When you sign up for a card like American Express, part of what you're signing under the terms is that they could review your credit at any time. You know, they could look at what you're doing at any time to see how you're spending your money. And when the economy changed dramatically, American Express, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. American Express, if they saw suddenly you were shopping at big discount department stores, they would then cut your limits or close your credit. So if they see suddenly you have a Walmart card,
when you never did,
right, they're going to cut your card on you because they're afraid that your spending habits have changed and maybe you're going to default on your credit card. So you really have to watch what you're doing.
I'm sorry. So, Tracy, you're saying that if you change the type of retailer you shop at?
Yes, that's what they were doing when the economy changed, and there was, like, a lot of press about it, and then American Express said they're not doing it. But
yeah, because I think that's horrible, because what if a person says, yeah, I'm going to economize, and I'm going to be more responsible, and I'm going to...
Absolutely.
And so for that... We'll punish you.
Absolutely. And what happened was, instead of being transparent about why they were cutting the cards, they just said they weren't doing that anymore. But who knows? So you have to really watch what you're doing. And one of the key things is not maxing out your balances, not opening up. Like if you open up, let's say you open up three new credit cards in the same year as you get a new mortgage and a car, that's five new accounts in 1 year. That could be a real risk to a new creditor or an old creditor, because now all of a sudden you're managing 10 accounts rather than 5. So that makes you a higher risk. So you really have to be careful about how many
credit
new accounts
tricky.
You're opening.
You can't have too little, but I guess you can't have
you
too
much. You can't
little.
Have too much at once. So some key rules. Don't go over 30 to 40% of your aggregate and individual limit balances on revolving credit. That's credit cards. That's overdrafts on bank accounts, because those show up as credit cards. And even home equity lines, some of them are considered revolving credit. So the way you know that they're revolving credit is if you look at your credit report, it'll say revolving. If it's not revolving, it'll say mortgage. So you have to be careful with anything that's revolving credit. If the balances are over 30 to 40% of your limits, it's going to be like an alarm to the creditors that you're starting to get maxed out on your credit. If you want the best credit score, you want to be at 7% of your limits. That'll give you the best credit score in terms of that category, the revolving credit balances, debt to balance to limit ratios. When it comes to mortgages and cars and installment credit, the balances don't affect your credit as much. And also not using your credit will cause credit cards to close. You want to use it at least a couple of months a year, but that has nothing to do with balances. It has to do with just charging on the account a couple of times a year. You don't have to charge a lot of money. It could be like a $30 charge. As long as you use it, you won't lose it, as they say. If you don't use it, then the creditor is going to close it, because they have no reason to have that account open if you're not using it. They're not making money on it, and you're not using it, so why should they risk having it open?
So, Tracy, for our listeners that don't have a mortgage or don't have a car loan, and they're most likely preparing to get a home, what is the ideal number of credit cards they should have?
They should have at least two to four credit cards a year or two before they apply for a loan, because most mortgages, they want to see primary credit in your name. So if you don't have two to four trade lines, a lot of loans won't approve you. And they want them to be at least 24 to 48 months old, 1 to 2 years or 2 to 4 years old. So you want to have them for a while. So it's important to establish that credit prior to applying for a mortgage. So make sure you have some credit cards before you go for a mortgage, and make sure they stay open by using them at least once or twice a year.